Texte numéro 61. It's goodbye to disposable vapes. There's a certain combination of hedonism and delusion that the disposable vape smoker knows well. You don't vape, not really, and you could quit any time you'd like. You're only vaping because it's a fun little indulgence, a treat. You tell yourself this while heading to the shop to buy one more, mentally noting this will be the last. But as soon as the vape is drained, you're back again. I loved being trapped in this cycle of self-deception. On the outside, it may have seemed like I was trapped, but inside, there was freedom in setting aside all my other obsessions and psychological compulsions to focus solely on my next hit. Better yet, this craving was so socially acceptable that I could satisfy it anywhere, anytime. For someone who's never had a vape phase, that might sound like the equivalent of smoking a single cigarette a day, but it's not the same at all. A disposable vape can pack as much nicotine as one or two packets of cigarettes. With my rate of consumption, this little treat cost about £150 a month, and the habit only intensified after I was working from home with no co-workers to witness my habit. Now it's been announced that single-use vapes will be banned in England and Wales next summer. It's a smart, proactive move by the Labour government. The official reasoning points to curbing youth use and reducing environmental harm. Nearly 5 million single-use vapes were thrown away every week last year, often ending up in landfills. The image is bleak, unnecessary, and inescapably grim. So, farewell to disposable vapes, one of the most embarrassingly era-defining trends of the early 2020s. Defenders of the vape will argue that it's better than smoking, which is true in only a limited sense. We don't actually know the long-term effects of vaping yet. Paediatricians have warned about the effects on young vapers who report suffering from disrupted sleep and trouble concentrating. It's clear that disposable vapes have contributed to a culture of self-gratification with our addiction to social media and digital devices. Together, these habits have created an epidemic of constant pleasure-seeking. In our post-pandemic world, disposable vapes, which notably took off around 2022, offered the ultimate easy little treat, a quick, legal and socially approved hit. When I decided to quit last year, my behaviour was so erratic that you might have thought I was withdrawing from something much harder. Without the vape, I was gripped by exhaustion and the conviction that life was pointless. When we hit our vape-free summer next year, it might be an opportunity to rethink what we call pleasure and consider more intentional ways of treating ourselves. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2024.